Seattle protesters issue demands, abolish police, grant amnesty, give free health care, and college. By Penny Starr on June 10, 2020. Protesters who have cordoned off several blocks in Seattle, declaring it a cop-free zone in Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, have released a long list of demands, including abolition of the Seattle Police Department and prisons, amnesty for all illegal migrants, and free health care and college for all, especially for blacks as a form of reparations. The protests are part of a wave of sometimes violent gatherings that have taken place across the country in the wake of the death of George Floyd, a black man who died at the hands of Minneapolis police. This document is to represent the black voices who spoke in victory at the top of 12th and Pine after 9 days of peaceful protest while under constant nightly attack from the Seattle Police Department. These are words from that night, June 8, 2020, the document states. The demands are divided into four sections: the justice system, health and human services, economics, and education. The justice system demands include that the Seattle Council and the mayor defund and abolish the Seattle Police Department and the attached criminal justice apparatus. This includes seizing police pensions. It also calls for prohibiting Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, from operating in the city. Under the Health and Human Services portion of the document, it states, "We demand the hospitals and care facilities of Seattle employ black doctors and nurses specifically to help care for black patients and, even though police will be gone if these demands are met, a separate 911 line manned by mental health professionals." In both the economic section and elsewhere, the protesters demand free college, socialized medicine, and free public housing. The demands are in line with the talking points from the far left in the Black Lives Matter organization's political agenda. But the authors of the demand list said the occupied area is being reclaimed for indigenous people. "Although we have liberated Free Capitol Hill in the name of the people of Seattle, we must not forget that we stand on land already once stolen from the Duwamish people, the first people of Seattle, and whose brother, John T. Williams of the Neutronoth tribe up north, was murdered by the Seattle Police Department 10 years ago," the document states. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.